I'm Pitney.
And I'm Amelia.
And we're from
Pitney and Amelia's Bitchin' Boutique.
Who are we?
Why, we're your new best friends, of course.
Pull up a seat and listen in to what we think about people, places, and things.
Geeky stuff, horror movies, weirdos we know, spirituality, sexuality, food, filth.
It's like eavesdropping on the people at the next table for like an hour or so, and wishing you could join in on their conversation.
Also, do you see who just came in? Look at that hair.
Oh, honey, just... no.
Bitchiness, you're soaking in it.
We soften your hands while you do the dishes.
Pitney and Amelia's Bitchin' Boutique.
We're here.
We're queer. And
we're in your
ear.
Every other Friday, where all the classiest podcasts are found.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble.
Sam.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're
Witches Talking Tarot.
And today, we're going to have a fun, just relaxed, easygoing discussion while we talk about the differences and importances of manifestation, intention, and putting in the work. Intention flew out of my fucking head. I couldn't remember the word.
I was thinking intention too, honestly.
I was like, what's that word? It's right here, but it won't touch my tongue. So intention, manifestation, and putting in the work, because all of these things are connected when performing or practicing witchcraft, whichever verb you want to use there.
So should we go down the line and start with
intention? I think
I do. Because
I think that's where it all starts.
I think so. But I think intention, it's very important to understand that while intention is.
It's
you're
plan.
Supposed to say 3/10 of the law.
Oh, it's intention is 7/10 of the law. Okay. Thank you. I forgot I said that.
But anyway, while it is very important, you know, there's that saying, you know what I'm about to say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So while intention is very important, it's also important to keep in mind that saying.
Yes. No, that, I say that all the time. That's one of my favorite, I think it's called an idiom. I think it's one of my favorite idioms to repeat.
Is, well, and the things that, you know, when I hear that, and I'm speaking specifically of magical intention, it makes me think. I intend for something to happen this way. Mm-hmm. And it does happen, but maybe not the way you think.
Well,
it happens and it's not as positive an outcome as you thought it would be.
Yes. And that's where the whole manifestation and putting in the work comes into play with intention, because intention is simply your plan for a thing. It's an idea that you want to take through to fruition. So a plan that you want to carry out, an idea that you want to put into action, and that is what intention is. So intention all starts up here.
Right.
It is 7/10 of the law, because your intention should be, and that's what this whole episode is going to be about, your intention should be guiding not only the manifestation you are working towards, but your intention should be a part of it every step of the way, whether you're doing spell work or you're just trying to like manifest your will, your intention needs to stay there. Because if you have an idea and then you start doing work towards it and you let go of that intention, that's where the manifestation kind of will come through. In my opinion, from my own personal experience with magic and witnessing others, is that that's where it'll all unravel and how you get that weird outcome that you weren't anticipating, because you started out with this one intent. Like maybe you talked before about when you wanted to have your first child and you did something to make that happen, and instead,
oh my god,
your sister
okay
did.
I will tell this.
Okay,
so
I don't want to go to
y'all. I'm not a shitty witch, I promise.
Yeah, no,
I realized I have told Amber about all of my witchy mishaps. Please don't think they're all with
me. I was going to say, you told them about it too back in season one.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
When I wanted to get pregnant with my my first child, I did a fertility journal. And I wrote, I would love a baby to come into my life, or please bring a baby into my and my husband's life. Mm-hmm. That was not specific enough because my sister got pregnant. I did not. Mm-hmm. And I had a good intention. But mm-hmm. and I told my sister, and she was fucking pissed. She blamed me. She was like,
"Absolutely, you, she, you gave her an easy scapegoat."
Right. Exactly. But you know, I do. I tell Amber about like certain spell mishaps. Please do not think they all have four.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No. That was just like to me. That was a perfect example for this specific because the intention was right. The intention did come
right
to and fruition. It did. You manifested. Mm-hmm. The intention,
but I wasn't specific enough. Well,
and not just the specifics of it, but if we had been doing other things, putting certain, and I'm not finding fault with you, but I just as an example, uh-huh. if we're doing other things that we're constantly intently trying to make ourselves mm-hmm. with child, then perhaps it wouldn't have gone the way it did. And I right. wasn't trying to poke fun or say
no,
that
no,
magic
you're,
is
no,
wrong.
No. Yeah, I didn't take it that way. I just realized as soon as you said that, I'm like, oh my God, I fucked up like three spells. And I've told Amber about all three spells.
Well, I'm more I'm more ready to talk about things for me that go wrong than right. things that go right because my own belief
right,
system
exactly.
is you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And whenever I talk about my magic that's working in the way that I want it to, it all unravels and it unfolds. And it's my own belief uh-huh. that does this because I believe you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. So I don't mind talking about something wonderful that happened, like when we were doing that ritual and we called the rain yes. and the storm came and it was, mm-hmm. it was like real life, the craft. Like seriously,
it really was.
Like there was smoke and then there was thunder and there was rain and wind and we called it.
Like, I honestly think the ritual we did in your backyard with a mutual friend yeah. after all that, the release, that was fantastic. Oh, I'm like, I'm not a bad witch, but I remember saying, like, I'm releasing this intention. I go to throw it in the fire. Wind just blows it the fuck away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So,
but, I mean, that could be a sign, too. Exactly. And I think that's a good thing to bring up for this episode because part of the work mm-hmm. is paying attention to.
Absolutely.
So that you can manifest what you are intending.
Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. Like I had. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Did it? Is it
I
going?
I don't know. We're going to pause this and make sure that that's been. And we're back after a couple of. Little technical difficulties, but we're trying to make sure that we provide y'all the best audio we're able to, which the past few weeks has been questionable.
Right. But so, that's okay. Yeah. We're trying to figure it out. So yeah. Let us know in the comments if you can
hear anything different. Yeah. Yeah. But so we were talking about
an amazing ritual that we did outside. It was actually so great. I love my backyard. I love your backyard. My backyard, unfortunately, doesn't have a very big view of the moon because yeah. there are so many trees.
Yeah.
It's very foresty out there. Amber's backyard, however, has the clear view of the moon. It is right there. You are yeah. underneath it. And it is very strong, very powerful, very
it
beautiful.
It is. I love going and drawing down the moon mm-hmm. out in my backyard on full moon nights.
Like, oh yeah. Like talking to I her. Feel like our backyards have two different vibes, but yes. both witchy as fuck.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
I totally agree. Oh, my
but God. The one we did in your backyard, so it was fantastic. It was all about setting intentions yeah. or it was about releasing.
It was about releasing. Mm-hmm. Was it? I think it was Beltane.
Was it? It was. It was a holiday. Maybe it was
Ostara, Beltane. So, yeah. Spring or early summer. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. It was beautiful and it was very healing.
It was. It really. It was I feel healing. Like it was. Yeah. And it was. So what we did was we wrote down the things we wanted to release. And then we burned them and the smoke went up and Amber's chimney actually cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was the heat, but like, I don't believe in coincidences.
Truth. So. Truth.
So that was really good. And when you're setting intentions, a lot of people will write down their intentions, whether it's on a bay leaf to burn and release, or I think I've seen somebody write intentions on a, like, or maybe it was you that mentioned it, a leaf, an actual fall leaf.
Yes, and I thought it was a great way
to. It blows away in the wind, or it just, it slowly, whatever, into the earth. We want to be careful what we're writing with, because when we're burning, we don't want to release any toxins.
Right.
If it's decomposing, we don't want to release any toxins.
Yep.
But writing down intentions, I think, is a good way to set intentions. And if you don't want to burn it and you don't want to release it, you're going to speak it out loud. Mm-hmm. I think it's still important to write it down. And don't just write it down once. Write it down a couple times so that you seriously set your intentions the way you want to, and make sure you word it appropriately. I feel like so many
wording
people,
is so important.
It is, speaking from experience, you want to slow down when you're setting your intentions. You want to write out exactly what you want.
You don't want to be too broad. Like I, in childhood,
bring a baby into my life.
Like in childhood, one of my big things was I was always like, I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be a singer. And so I would say, I want thousands and thousands of people to hear my words. Well, then I ran Pizza Hut's Twitter and I took him from 100,000 to 420,000 followers in like 11 or 10 months or some shit. And thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people heard my words. Justin Bieber's manager complimented me. One of the writers on Futurama complimented me. And it was a wonderful manifestation of my intention, but it wasn't what I was trying to manifest. I was intending to manifest more along the lines of something like being a famous author a la Ellen Dugan or Stephen King, being a famous musician where, like Stevie Nicks, you would hear my voice along with words in your head. You know what I mean? Like, that was what I wanted in my childhood. I manifested the intention. You could even say now,
with our podcast,
with our podcast, thousands upon thousands of people have heard my words. So I manifested these things.
Manifest the way you thought it would.
Exactly.
Or the way you intended.
And that's why a broad intention is, you can manifest wonderful things with a broad intention.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful things happen for both of us with our broad intention.
Maybe just.
But not what we were going for.
Yes, exactly.
And that's where Maddie's talking about, like, the specifics. And they really do matter. They really
do. And I'm going to be stereotypical.
And that's why I say intention is 7/10 of the law.
It is.
Thank
and I'm going to be
reminding me.
Stereotypical. I know Amber's a fan. I'm pretty sure. I think you said
rhyming.
Does it have to rhyme?
No. But it really.
But there's a reason. Right, exactly. Like, also, it helps you remember. You know,
that
kids, like, kids learn nursery rhymes with the singing and stuff. Think of a spell like that. We're learning it.
Well, and again, like, I was literally, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was literally just talking about specifically this last night. And I was saying that, you know, the reason that spells tend to be rhymey-whiny is because rhymes are easier to remember. Mm-hmm. Things that are lyrical, like music, are easier to remember than things that you read, like, by rote, right? So, and from the magical perspective, not only is it easier to remember something that rhymes than something that doesn't rhyme, but it's easier to remember it so that you can say it with feeling, with emotion, with intention, versus reading something off of a piece of paper by rote. It does affect your magic to remove that passion, to remove that intentional piece, because when I'm reading, I may not be putting that intentional piece into it, because when I'm reading, I may not be processing the information more than just visually, these are the words that I need to say, and I want to say them properly, right? Because, like, I don't know about the rest of you, but I sometimes fall into that trap of third grade Amber, who is afraid to embarrass herself by reading wrongly in front of the whole class.
Oh my God, me.
So, right.
And then it makes me mess up. Even if I wouldn't normally mess up, when you're worried about it, it makes you mess up.
Yeah.
And I mean, look, to err is human. And I like to think that God and Goddess, the universe, whatever you believe, knows that to err is human.
But let's not err.
It's just like my passion for using the right word, right? Because when you use a word that for you works, but it's not quite the proper thing for what you're wanting, well, the universe doesn't necessarily know if you're not using the right term for a thing. And the universe can read your intention to a degree, but when your intention is skewed because you're choosing to be like, that's good enough, well, for the universe, well, that's good enough.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, as without, so within, as above, so below. Like, if you are not putting in the work, and that is a huge portion of this episode, if you're not putting in the work, then what you're going to manifest is not going to be what you intended in the very first place. And that is the
brings
whole
us
point.
To the manifestation and the working for it. So I think, unfortunately, nowadays, a lot of people are learning, not unfortunately, a lot of people are learning about the craft, but unfortunately, a lot of people are learning about the craft and not doing their proper research, or
they're
think
just
it's
taking other stuff by rote. Like,
they think it's a free for all. I'm doing a spell because I want $1 million and it's going to bring me $1 million. I'm doing a spell because I want a lover in my life.
These stones will cure my cancer.
Yes.
Somebody said that to me yesterday, that somebody said that. And I was like, I mean, I believe to a degree, because I do to a degree believe that the stones can help your immune system from the standpoint of improving your mental health while you are doing other things because you're putting in the work. So, like, these things can help, but they won't do. Does
exactly.
that make sense?
No, I get you. Because just openly doing a spell and then being like, okay, universe has got me. Well, that's a different mentality that I'm not going to get into. But it really fucking bothers me when people say, if I just pray or if I just do a spell, then I don't have to work for it. I don't have to do anything. The universe, God, Goddess, they got my back. They're going to give me what I want, what I deserve. And I think if somebody's just sitting there saying like, nah, they got my back. They're going to give me what I want, what I deserve. That's such a shitty attitude, I think. It's very entitled.
And where's the work that you're putting in? You're not putting the work in. And that's where it gets me, because maybe the universe does have your back.
Right.
I truly believe, because I've talked about it before, that I have manifested certain things that I, you know, intentions of, like my curly hair. Like, I didn't do anything to make the curly hair that I wanted happen, right? And I truly believe that it came from a manifestation of this intention that coursed through my very veins for like over 20 years, okay? But that's putting in the work, because I never let the intention go. I never let go the desire. I never treated my hair poorly. I always took care of my hair.
Right.
You know what I mean? And what were you going to say? I'm so sorry.
I was going to say your body put in the work too. I mean, exactly. Shit, you had kids, your hormones changed.
Yes.
It makes your hair curly. Like,
yes, absolutely.
When you have kids, sometimes your hair will fucking change textures. If it was curly once, now it's straight. Like, it's a thing.
Right. And, you know? And I preface all of that so that I can say, like, I'm not being a hypocrite, but you do have to put in more than just, I want this thing. Like, okay, I do believe in the power of positivity.
Right.
I do believe in that mentality of, I think the book was called like The Key or something, right? And it was just basically like, you put the good out there, you put out there that you are successful, you put out there that you are this, you put it out there. And because you're constantly putting that vibe out there, that's what the universe brings you back. I believe in that. But you're constantly putting in the energy work. And a lot of people think like, I can just want it this one time. And that's where I find fault. Like, well, I don't know, like, if because,
you know,
like,
there's
I don't know, when somebody says I'm just gonna pray about it, I feel like they went and they prayed about it and then that was it for them, and they're like, I'm putting it in God's hand, I prayed about it, I'm putting it in God's hands, and now I'm walking away from it. Now, maybe that is not what they're doing, and then this is my misunderstanding of what you're talking about. But in my head, like, that is just, you're just setting an intention and you're walking away from it. You're not putting in the energy work. But when you're, you know, when you are putting in actual energy to this intention, even if you're not actually doing spell work, because you can manifest without you. Spell work works. And also you don't need spell work. Does that make sense?
Well, like I'm going to mention on Orange is the New Black. Love that show. You guys should check it out. It's really great. There's an example of this guy buys a spell from this woman. She's a Santeria.
I was literally just thinking, please continue.
Oh no, he's a dumbass. Like
no. I was just literally thinking about buying spells earlier.
Oh, okay.
Please continue. I'm wondering if it's the same thing I was thinking about.
No. She's legit. Like she's not a scammer. So she goes through and does the spell for this guy, gives him a candle, light it over your applications, and then let me know what happens. Well, like 2-3 weeks later, I lit it over my applications. Nothing happened. I don't have a fucking job. Well, did you turn in your applications?
No. Putting in the work.
Like, you, how the fuck are you supposed to get a job if you don't turn in the applications? Like,
and so that does kind of go in line with what I was thinking about the spell. Like, when you buy a spell from somebody, they have created a spell jar, let's say, right? Because it's very popular, like, at PPD for people to sell spell jars. And I am not hating on people that sell spell jars. Do not misunderstand me. Please let me finish talking, guys. Don't get offended. I'm not coming at you, bro. I promise I'm not. But it was just a thought process that I had. When somebody buys a spell jar and they don't know what they're supposed to do with it, and maybe the person selling it tells them what they're supposed to do, and maybe the person selling it just says what they, like, they say instructions that to them, like, this person should understand that means XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. Yes. But a lay person buying a spell jar for love because it's a girl in high school and she just really wants the boy that she likes to, she wants him to want her back, you know? So she buys the spell jar and she, you know, goes and she puts it on her dresser and she thinks that's all she has to do. Like, I got the spell jar. I love Johnny. Johnny's going to fall in love with me, right? Where's the work? Like, there's more to it, but when you're buying a spell from somebody, you don't necessarily understand that. And again, I'm not dogging on spell jars or the selling thereof. What I'm saying is, even with that kind of thing where you're buying a spell, you still have to put in the work for it to work. If you buy a spell and you're like, oh, I'm pissed, this person's a fake, they're a phony, that didn't work. Well, what work did you put in? Well,
exactly.
They gave you a ball of fucking energy and you have to do something with that energy ball. If you sit it over on this shelf, well, great. You have a pretty energy ball on your shelf.
Like,
it's not going to do shit for you if you're not putting in the work. And that was my point.
No, totally. So I used to sell spell jars. And what I would tell people is, here's the spell jar. You can put a name in the spell jar if you want to. I just gave you this blank ball of energy that's like, well, not blank ball of energy, but this canvas.
Right. It's a ball of energy with with a broad intention.
Right, exactly.
That you need to put the work in to specify.
You personalize yourself. Yes. It's got a broad intention. This is going to draw in love, but you have to personalize it yourself. Mm-hmm. So you can put a name in it, or you can put a candle on top and burn it while thinking about your intentions, but you have to add your own intentions. Yes. If you buy a spell jar, it is literally a blank love spell jar. Okay, this is full of love energy. It's not personalized to you. It's just going to sit there. It's not going to do it's not going to do anything if you don't put the work in.
Right. Exactly. Like, and the work can be, I am an intuitive witch, right? So while you were talking about the spell jar for the love, right? I'm sitting over here. I'm thinking, like, you could hold that spell jar for love and you can visualize what your dreams are. You want the white wedding, or you want the boy that's playing football to look your way, or you want this guy that rides the train with you every day to notice you instead of looking at his shoes while you're on the train. Like, and you visualize and you're putting, so now you've got this ball of energy that's full of your visualizations that you can shoot throughout the universe. But if you don't put in the work, it's not, you're not going to see it, the manifestation that you're wanting.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, when I sold my spell jars, you know, some people sell them on Etsy and they've got the candle already burned and dripped into them. I never wanted to do that. I just wanted to sell the jar. You can open it up. You can put whatever you want in it. You can burn your own candle over it. Because if you're buying a spell jar that's like covered in wax, well, you can't open it. It's already been burned. To me, it kind of just, unless you're buying it personalized, it kind of just
You know what I mean?
Well, and that's where I go with, like, even because a lot of the things that are sold at PPD mm-hmm. already have the wax on them and stuff. Right.
Uh-huh.
And that's where even you can, even just visualizing while just putting that in there.
Yeah. Meditating with it in your hand.
Yes. Like, there's so many ways you can put the work in, even mm-hmm. if you're buying a spell jar. And that's kind of,
right. you know. And not only that, so you're
you have
doing
to put
that.
The work in. You have
do.
To.
But you not do. Just spiritually whether, work. Like, we got to put yeah. in the spiritual work, too.
But we also have to put in the physical work. Do. If we want to meet somebody, we can't stay in our house and hope that somebody will come to the door. As a born housewife once upon a time, I guarantee you, it doesn't happen until you're no longer born.
And right. You know, and then it's like, saying. Damn. And it's not
and
only
then
that.
It's like really good looking pizza guy.
Well, and it's not only damn. That, but like, you got to turn in the fucking applications. Like, you can do a prosperity jar. Please help me get this job. Please help me get this job. If you're not filling in the applications, if you're not showing up for the interviews, if you're not trying to find a job, the universe is not going to be like a phone call. Hey, you looking for a job? You know what I mean? You have to put in that.
You do, because
even just like, telling people, let's say you get a phone call. Hey, I got a job for you. Well, you got to tell people you want a motherfucking job so they yeah. can help you. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Absolutely. Because like, the universe, yeah, like it can accept your intentions that you mm-hmm. send out to it. Maybe there has been a version of me that even believes the universe can read your mind. I don't think I believe that anymore, but I think there was a time where I believed that if you thought it hard enough, you know, the universe could read your mind. But even to that degree,
uh-huh.
you have to put work in for manifestation mm-hmm. to happen. And again, I said there was a version of me. I don't think
well,
I believe that.
Well, on the
that,
topic, like...
the more I think about it, just the less it makes sense to me.
So on the topic...
Even though we're connected to the cosmic mind, sorry.
Personally, I do think the universe can hear you. Know, if you're specifically shouting at the
but
universe...
That, and that is why I said sending your intentions well, versus and I was just say, it reading your mind.
Right.
Of, this is what I want, but you're not mm-hmm. telling anything.
But you're direct... Yeah.
Right,
well,
and that
and I
was where
also
I was going
say, I do think speaking intentions makes it more powerful.
Yes, I agree.
So you can shout it at the universe, not uh-huh. like not just a random thought, and I do think it can hear you a bit.
Yes.
But I think speaking things into reality is so important, even if it's just a whisper.
No, and I agree with that. And like, just to be clear, like when I say I don't think the universe can hear my thoughts, there was little Christian me that grew up thinking
my grandma can hear my thoughts. Yes,
God knew every single thing that went through my brain waves, right? Yeah. So every little bad thought I ever had.
Well, that's what they teach you for control.
Right.
Yeah.
And so like there's been a part of me that's always thought the cosmic mind knew all those little things and would work with them. I don't believe that anymore. The cosmic mind may have access to all the little things in my brainwaves, but if I'm not actively, whether I'm speaking it out or actively like, hey, spirit, you know, inside, like, if I was doing it in my head, you guys couldn't hear. So just pretend this is what's going on in my head because it happens all the time. But like in my head being like, hey, spirit, I really need help with this. This is what I'm working on, or this is what I'm trying to figure out. Or, you know, like if you can send me a sign, if you can send me a message. And I, you know, mentally, I just send that out when I'm looking to talk to spirit, because for me, that's the best way for me to commune with spirit. And speaking out loud is the best way for me to mm-hmm. see the universe manifest things in front of my very eyes, mm-hmm. which technically that is what manifestation means. It means theoretical becoming real. It means seeing or being to prove existence. Like that is what manifestation is. So literally we can see all of our intentions come to fruition
mm-hmm.
if we put the work in. Like I had so many things go to my benefit from putting the work in,
mm-hmm.
whether that is through doing spell work or whether that is just through doing energy work, because both are valid paths, I would mm-hmm. say. What do you think about that?
I think both are valid paths. I think I think physical goes hand in hand in there, you know, like getting up, mm-hmm. getting off your ass and actually doing it. I'm not trying yeah. to be rude to people or anything
right.
like that, but like, I do think spiritually, I'm sorry, repeat what the fuck you
well,
said.
So okay. what I mean, like, just so that I'm being clear when right. I say energy work versus spell work, because some people are probably like, that's the same thing. There are elements that are same, but spell work, when I say spell work, I mean like getting the herbs or the candle yes. or the oil or the whatever. I don't think that's always necessary. And when I say energy work, I mean you're actively putting energy into it. You're actively constantly thinking about it. You're doing actions in your life that are geared toward that. And that is your energy. Your that energy work.
Your energy, you know? Yes.
And, yeah. When you, and so that's when what I mean by spell work versus energy work. Mm-hmm. Just so everybody understands. I think understands they're
both very it. Valid. Personally. Yes. Personally.
I agree.
I think... Well, what I mean is, like, personally, I think if you're going to do an elaborate spell, do I think everything, there needs to be a spell for everything? No.
Nope.
I don't think so, because I believe that manifestation is so important, or is so powerful and so important. That, so, like, me, am I going to cast a spell every day? No. Am I going to cast a spell for something I want all the time? No. Because I release that intention. I do think it's so powerful. However, I do think if you're going to do a spell, you're not just using your energy. You're using the energy of the herbs. You're using the energy of the oils. Mm-hmm. So I do think spell work is maybe not more powerful, but I think if I needed to really, really, really like set an intention, like really, really set an intention, I'm going to do a spell as opposed to that. Mm-hmm. Because a spell is more than just your energy. It is the energy of the herbs, the like, you know what I'm saying?
I do. Okay. I do. Excuse me. Now, this is one of the things that I wanted to talk about in this episode is a lot of people, once they do that spell work, because you are utilizing the energy of the herbs that have grown in the earth. So there's that connection to the earth, and you're using the energy of the air and the incense. So the ethers of the, you know, are involved. You still have to put in work after that, in my true belief.
No, like,
you still need to be conscientiously doing the energy work that goes along with the spell work. Do I think that spell work is, like, more powerful? I, like, the more I think about it, I think it has to do more with the person's mentality that's doing the magic, right? Because all of us, we all bring our own perception to the table. Right. None of us have the same lived experience. And so my perception of magic in general, period, point blank, is going to be different from yours, period, point blank, because we have completely different lived experiences. And so all of that goes into the lens in which I see these things through, right? And that's not just for me and Maddie. I mean, that's everybody, right? I'm just using Maddie as an example because we're sitting next to each other.
Right.
But, you know, you guys and I, we all have different lived experiences as well. And so we view things differently. And so, you know, the action of this may be utterly important for one person to feel like their magic can manifest.
Right.
Whereas another person might feel like a different way of enacting that, because instead of sitting down with herbs and oil and this, I'm going out and I'm doing these things that will, in my head, lead me to that next step of manifestation. And I truly believe that's just as magical.
Oh, absolutely. And you could argue,
because
I've heard the thing that's like, the only tools a witch needs is her fingers right here. So you could argue, because it's just as fucking powerful. I think, like you said, I think it's more a mentality thing. I'm not speaking for everybody, but for people who have maybe ADHD or something, and they need something set to focus on. You know, like there are some people that learn by watching as opposed to listening. I think it's like a similar thing. I think you're right. It depends on the witch. So I'm going to take that back, because I don't think spell work is necessarily more powerful.
And I wasn't trying to disagree with you at all. I was just, it's literally something I've been thinking about.
No, it is very interesting, because like and you know, some could even argue that it's the next step, not needing to physically do
spell. Yeah,
you know,
like,
what I mean?
I kind of, and I would, I don't even know, like, next step, because it's just like
next
it's
level,
like the difference, you know, in practicing
more experience, if you will, something like that.
I mean,
because like I used to do spells. I'm so sorry, I didn't
know. You're good, you're good.
I used to do spells most of the time. But now a lot of it is doing the setting intentions like that. Like,
no, and I think, like, I think part of it has to do with what works up here, right? Because I think a lot of us go through a stage, not all of us, because there are some people who just don't do spell work. Like, and there are some people who don't consider themselves witches who like listening to us, and we understand that too. And you don't have to practice witchcraft. to perform magic. I truly don't think that at all. Like, mm-hmm. witchcraft is a way of performing magic, but everything's magic. This whole place is magic. Like, it's all magic if you can see it. And if you are able to see those patterns in everything, if you're able to see the name of the wind. What's up, Tim? Sorry, we both love that book. But if you're able to see the name of the wind, like, maybe that's next level magic. Maybe that's just like a different kind where it's more connected. But like, you know, when you say next level, I don't want to feel like egotistical or something, but like, I kind of agree because of what I've read in the esoteric learnings that I'm reading about. And it's like, so actually taking like the items from the earth and performing magic, maybe not necessarily great for everything, right? And it's made me think a lot about it because it's made me think about the different kind of magics that I've done or that I want to do or that mm-hmm. I'm interested in or the ones that I even avoid. And in the future, we'll have an episode where we maybe talk about that a little bit. But like, it's just, it's not that I think I'm better than anyone or I think anybody who chooses not to, you know, do it a certain way is better or lesser than somebody else, but it's definitely a different kind of magic. And I guess I will take my foot out of my mouth with that.
Well, and I think on that note, I think this was a really good episode.
I do too. I enjoyed the conversation.
I really did. And if you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe.
And tell us what you think about this. We changed the setup like what, 3 or 4 times this yes. season. So we're just testing things out. We'd love it if you comment and tell us what you think about the different views that you've had.
Maybe. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Threads at Witches Talking Tarot.
And you can also find us on patreon.com/witches talking tarot, just like Death by DVD.
Melissa.
Pam.
Victoria. I always say Pam and Melissa.
I know. I know. I was like, but Pam just popped out of my mouth and I was like, shit. I know.
We are also on the X.
At Classiest Witches, because we're the classiest witches that you know. So thanks for coming, sis, though. I liked this one. You guys can still hear me. Just a
bunch of I'm Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdest
mystery. I get song like a Santa snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam!
Wow.
Hey there, friend. My name's Sarai, and I host a spooky, casual podcast called Freaky AF, where I tell you stories of conspiracies, true crime, and of the supernatural. So if that's your kind of shiz, come check us out. I'm sure we'll be great friends. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, and a bunch of other places. Or you can look us up on Twitter and Instagram. We're Freaky AF Pod. That's FreakyAFPod. Come get spooked, y'all.